and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Unity Wickham Ashby. And today is a special program as we take a focus on what you and you and you and I can do to advocate on behalf of each other and, of course, vulnerable populations like persons with disabilities. I will share with you a presentation I made at the St. George Speaks session a few weeks ago, and the response by the Prime Minister, the Right Honorable Mia Motley, and the Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kurt Humphrey. So please take a listen.
Good night, Prime Minister Motley, Prime Minister Pierre, and the other ministers and Deputy Prime Minister. My name is Udalee Wickham Ashby, and tonight I am pleased to be here and share some thoughts I have with you to enlist your support so that citizens with disabilities are always included. My brother spoke about transportation. It's vital to the survival and the movement of any people in any country. And that's even more pivotal for our persons with mobility challenges. The Call a Ride service that we have in Barbados is an excellent one. I personally use it. And I have to compliment the Transport Board, the drivers who go beyond their duty to facilitate us as people with disabilities. What I would want to suggest, Prime Minister, is that we have wheelchair-accessible buses for this service, because my brothers and sisters who use wheelchairs or other mobility aids are unable to access this service. If they're going to use it, they must have additional support to get in and off the buses. So I would want to encourage you to allocate some funding to have some wheelchair-accessible buses in the service. That's one. Secondly, we're talking about housing all night. And people with disabilities also want to be homeowners. Many of them are receiving Social Security from the Welfare Department or the National Insurance Scheme. And this is beyond the 2,000 minimum that you're speaking of to become a homeowner. So as we look at the housing projects that are being constructed, I would also want to recommend, Prime Minister and Minister of Housing, that a specific percentage be allocated for persons with disabilities, and that they can also be facilitated in having some type of financial support to own their property as well. It is doable, and I would want to encourage your government to help us to own property as well. Some of us experience difficulty going to financial institutions to borrow money because we don't have the collateral. And this is an area that we need to explore some more in how can we facilitate persons with disabilities owning their own property. As well as rentals, because everybody will not be able to own and everybody may not want to own. Again, how do we facilitate the renting of properties? That's the second point, Prime Minister. The third point is health. And I only recently, I was saying to some colleagues of mine, I would love to tell the Prime Minister of Barbados and the Minister of Health to take the same approach to the National Beautification Project, where you are employing hundreds of persons to beautify this country so that our streets are clean, we have more greenery, we're building an environment that is really cool nice, and very sociable. And I would like to see that approach to our health sector, where more doctors, nurses, rehabilitation therapists, and other skilled people are employed to uplift and provide the type of healthcare system we once knew. Many individuals with disabilities need rehabilitative services. Unfortunately, far too many are becoming their limbs are becoming even more contracted because they're not getting the level of physiotherapy or occupational therapy that they need to really remain mobile and independent enough to help themselves. So this is an area that I would love to see developed, that more persons with disabilities, particularly those who are quadriplegic and require additional services. Our cost of living is extremely expensive. The IMS said it was up by 20%. And think of the impact that the families who have members with disabilities are experiencing with this high cost of living. So that's health. The other area, I talked about transport, housing, health, and the other area is employment. Employment. Many of our young people with disabilities are caught in a catch-22 situation where they want to work, but because they're receiving social benefits, they don't want to release that for employment that may be temporary and then have to try to reapply for the social benefits. And I'm thinking, Prime Minister, that an area can be explored where there's the same way you have the probation period for new employees, allow a probationary period where the individual can retain the social benefits while they're receiving the salary until there's the security, they know for sure that they will be employed full time, and then they can drop the social benefit that they were receiving. It's important not only for the good of the country, because we want to contribute to the national insurance scheme, but it's also good for the mental and social well-being of the individuals. Prime Minister, I know you're a woman that listen, and I know you're a woman of action, and I'm thanking you for the action you will take on these areas.
Thank you, ma'am, and I stand to tell you that a number of the things that you raised are being actively engaged, not all of them, but I really thank you for the articulate way in which you've indicated the needs for persons who are facing challenges. The transport issues, the call and ride service, Santia is here and she has heard. I know that in some instances, the new buses, we're looking to see with the wheelchair accommodation, but it's the call and ride service you're talking about, correct? So that I'll ask you to link with them and to see what else we can do in the expansion of that. When we started that program was when last we were in government. Trevor Prescott, I think, was one of the key people responsible for getting that program started. I'm happy to hear about the quality of service from the drivers, and I think those here from the Transport Board, and especially the General Secretary of the Workers' Union, would be happy to hear that her workers are providing the service that brings joy to your heart. She says she knows, she didn't need to hear it. With respect to the home ownership, Dwight is reminding me that tomorrow they're meeting. Cabinet appointed the commission to advise us on the terms and conditions and the improvement of the well-being of persons who are differently able. That is being chaired, as you know, by Edmund Hinkson. And in fact, I'm being told by the Minister of Housing that he is meeting with the Ministry of Housing tomorrow, along with members of his commission. Is transport or housing is meeting tomorrow? Oh, it's a multi-sectoral meeting with transport and housing. So they're very much on to their work, and we hope to have a new deal in place for you. But let me say that we already started. And one of the first things we did in the last term, and it is perhaps not being used sufficiently enough, is that we made it possible for, we've passed the law to give persons with different, who are differently able or challenged, a competitive advantage for procurement of certain things in government. So if, for example, persons can do the caning of chairs or whatever, or do different things that they can do, government is committing to make sure that we can buy from them to ensure that there's a sustained income for you, for those of you who need to have it. With respect to the housing, I think that NHC has already committed to a 10% quota of all the new housing that they have to do to be reserved for people who have challenges. On your point about the emphasis on healthcare, just as you do with the National Beautification Project, that is why we spoke earlier about the 40 persons who have been hired as community nurses, which have nothing at all to do with the polyclinics, but relate to the QEH. I think last time I checked, it was 36. They're supposed to be 40. Similarly, you heard me say tonight that I want the Ministry of Health to buy the machines to do the testing, because I believe that diabetes is at epidemic proportions in this country. We already know that we have one of the highest amputee ratios in the world, if not the highest. And therefore, we want to work with Bajans to truly take control of their health and well-being. And to that extent, I hope that we can continue to work to be able to satisfy persons like yourself and others that without health, we have nothing. And the pandemic taught us that. I want to know if Minister Humphrey, who is here, would wish to just say a few words to add on to what I've said and what you've said, to be able, because I know that he feels very passionately about working with you guys. Kurt.
Thank you very much, Prime Minister. Good night to everyone. And good night, Yudley. I know her very well. One of my students. Prime Minister, you mentioned most of the things we're doing. I think you said that I'm passionate about it, but you're equally passionate, or perhaps even more so. We've done a number of things. The committee that the PM spoke of is put in place to improve the lives of persons with disabilities. You would have heard us mention that we are doing 1,000 families who are most vulnerable in Barbados. That would include some persons with disabilities, but then we added 200 families specifically only for persons with disabilities. So in addition to the 1,000 most vulnerable, there's an additional 200 families, which works out to be about 200 by, we're assuming a family has, maybe say 8 persons, that could be 1,600 people who will then have access to better housing, better health care.
But that's just the first round, Skipper.
And that's just the first round.
And for those who want to create mischief, I get involved now. Because you take one step at a time, and our ancestors talked to us about one blow is kill old cow. And the first 1,000, then the second 1,000, then the third 1,000, then the 4,000. But it's got to start where the heat is hottest. Yep. And the heat is hottest for those people who have limited or no choices at all, at all, at all.
Absolutely. So our intention is to get to every person with disabilities. The other thing is that in Barbados, if there's a space where we can improve, it is certainly in this space. We've then determined that we want to know where every single person in Barbados who has a disability, we want to know where they live. We want to know the nature of that disability and what the government can do to better assist that person. So we're compiling that list. And when I report next time, it will be these are the things that we have done to help those persons on this list, one by one by one. The Council for the Disabled will also tell you that we have frequent meetings now to be able to go through the challenges that they have and to make sure we respond to them. In addition to the buses from Transport Board, the Prime Minister, we have just bought 2 vehicles, and we're retrofitting those vehicles to be able to be disabled-friendly at the National Disabilities Unit, to then be able to assist persons with disabilities as well. So there are a number of things that are happening. I think one of the bigger things will be that by the end of this year, there's currently no legislation in place, as you know, Yudley. By the end of this year, there's going to be legislation that addresses all of the issues for persons with disabilities. We committed to it. It is going to be before the Parliament. We hope to have the draft by September and have it before the Parliament by November, so that we have legislation that actually protects persons in Barbados, because there's no real protection now. And in relation to employment, lastly, the big issue is that we have to be able to train up persons. I met a young man yesterday when I was doing my clinic, for example, who is hearing impaired. And the issue he raises is exactly the issue he raised with me, that if he got a job for a week or 2 weeks, his benefits stop. And I do take the point that we should extend the benefits even as persons work, and that is probably something that we could do in the short term. So I take the point, but there are a number of things that are happening, and we will report to the country very soon on all of those things. Thank you, Prime Minister.
Thank you very much.
You just heard some of the issues confronting persons with disabilities and the response by the Prime Minister as she highlighted what the government has put in place and will attempt to do. And I ask you, and you, what are you doing? One, to speak up about the various issues, and two, to change some of the narratives that are really confronting people with disabilities. Yes, you have a role to play, I have a role to play. And it's really critical that we not only do it as individuals, but that we join together and address several of these issues that are facing not just the individual with disabilities, but the families, because it does impact the entire family. So, as you seek to find housing, persons with disabilities, and of course, parents who have, whether it's a child or an adult with a disability, also are seeking housing. How do we assist in this area? Simple. By facilitating the process, providing the necessary information, and of course, opening up the opportunity for the individuals to access housing. Low-income housing, high-income housing. Housing is essential and critical to the general well-being and stability of those individuals with disabilities. So, policymakers, decision makers, loan officers, whatever role you have to play in the process of individuals accessing, purchasing, or renting homes, please allow persons with disabilities and their families to also access housing. Now, when we talk about disability issues, there are so many things that we need to speak about. And you would have just heard me talk about housing. There's always transport, which is, again, very critical to almost everything that is being done or facilitated by persons with disabilities. We need to be able to have the freedom to move around at a very affordable price, as well as being accessible. So these are some of the critical points that must always be addressed. The solutions may not come overnight, but definitely we can find solutions and work on them stage by stage and step by step. So as we continue to discuss the many topics that are affecting persons with disabilities, there's another piece of information I want to share with you, the listeners. And that is that we are in a period where so many changes are taking place. We recently saw the creation of the Advisory Committee on Disability, which is headed by the Member of Parliament, Edmund Hinkson, with the Deputy Chair, Carrie-Anne Eiffel, the President of the Barbados Council for the Disabled. And this committee has been tasked with reviewing legislation to create an anti-discriminatory comprehensive legislation for persons with disabilities, which will also align current legislation with the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. This committee has also been tasked with reviewing what a commission on disability would look like and whether it is needed within Barbados. So this committee, the Advisory Committee on Disability, will be hosting several meetings, and I would want to encourage you, the families who have members with disabilities, and you, the individual with disabilities, to step up, step out, and speak up. This is your opportunity to share your thoughts about what will impact your life, your family's life, your siblings' life, because nothing about us without us. So as I said, you have a major role, a major responsibility to share your thoughts about the legislation, whether it is a barrier currently for persons with disabilities, and what do you think can change to improve the quality of life, the accessibility for persons with disabilities in Barbados. Another major, major committee that has been established is that on the Constitution of Barbados. And I know many years ago when another review had been done about the Constitution of Barbados, the Barbados Council for the Disabled made projections as to what can be included in the Constitution to ensure that the rights of persons with disabilities are included upfront in the Constitution. And now we again have an opportunity to voice our thoughts, to voice our feelings about how we should be treated as citizens in the Republic of Barbados. So, again, I'm urging you, I'm encouraging you to attend the meetings, send letters by email or the regular paper mail, but please let your thoughts, let your voice be heard. We brag and we talk about what the United States of America has provided for persons with disabilities. We talk about what Canada provides in their Human Rights Charter, their Charter of Freedom, their Constitution. And here now we have the opportunity to say what we want to see for Barbadians with disabilities. So parents, step out. I really want to see the parents coming out at this point to share their thoughts about how challenging, how difficult, how heart-wrenching it can be in raising children with disabilities, and especially those with severe disabilities, where there are not many services available for those children. Therefore, I'm saying to you, step out and speak up. And you, the individuals with disabilities, we keep talking about what we want amongst ourselves. We keep talking with our neighbors, our siblings, but here now you have an opportunity to speak to the government, the legislators, the change agents to build a society that is fit for all. Therefore, join those meetings. If you don't have the funds to get there, call a friend, call someone from your church, call somebody from your organization, and ask for a right to participate in these meetings. If you need help writing a letter, if you need help, just reach out to someone in an organization like Barnard, the Barbados Council for the Disabled. There are various disability organizations you can reach out to, as well as community organizations like the Lions, the Rotary, the Kiwanis. Reach out and let everybody become involved in the process. We don't have a lot of research in Barbados to highlight how many persons we have with disabilities in our country, but the National Population and Housing Census will also provide some of that information. Therefore, it is critical that we demonstrate we are here. We are a sizable percentage of the population of Barbados, and that we need to be well represented. So, as I said, step out and speak up. Well, I've talked a lot, and I really want to encourage all of us in this season of emancipation to truly liberate our minds. Let's emancipate ourselves, as the word says, so that we can truly help to create freedoms for others who may be in bondage. So, tomorrow, enjoy your Kadument and your emancipation holidays. And I look forward to seeing you again with me next week as we continue to discuss the serious matters relating to persons with disabilities. I also want to close by saying thank you to all the listeners who message me with their appreciation of the various programs, their suggestions for topics that can be discussed, and of course, their appreciation for the work that is being done through Visions. Thank you also to those individuals who still donate items which are redistributed to needy persons. So I say thank you, thank you, thank you. And I want to leave you with a song by Bob Marley. And I again urge you to listen to the lyrics of the song. And as we move forward, every day presents a new opportunity for us to change and to create change. All of us are leaders at different stages in our lives. So I want you to take the lead this emancipation season as we continue to fight for liberation of people with disabilities.
All pirates, yes, they rob I, sold I to the merchant ships. Minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs. All I ever had, redemption songs. These songs of freedom, songs of freedom.